Yeah, let me start by saying the meetings that are going to be held today are meetings under the aegis or the auspices of the Troika. We have ministers that are coming from the SADC Troika, and this is a fact-finding mission. They are not here to carry out negotiations. They are here to find out how the global political agreement has been implemented so far, and also to attend to the emergence, to the crisis that has arisen within the inclusive government. So we expect that the political parties into the inclusive government are going to table their issues, and obviously from the Prime Minister's office perspective, there are a number of critical issues such as the outstanding matters of the GPA, such as the outstanding matters of the SADC communique of 27 January 2009, as well as the issues of compliance, where we believe there is non-compliance by some elements within government and some elements without government. So those issues are going to be tabled, and we expect that the report will be prepared by this ministerial team that is in the country, and it shall advise the Troika itself at the head of government level, which is then supposed to call a Troika summit to deal urgently with the issues of Zimbabwe. Because currently the government is idling, it's not moving, as a result of our disengagement from participating in cabinet meetings as well as the Council of Ministers meeting. That has led the government to be idling, sort of to be on the neutral instead of moving forward. So there is a need for an urgent, you know, meeting by the Troika to attend to these matters.
Gordon, how soon do you think the fact-finding mission that will be in today to hold talks with the Prime Minister's office will address some of these concerns raised?
There is a big, big deal, because by disengaging, and by disengagement we mean staying away from cabinet and from the Council of Ministers where decisions are made. And our disengagement means that the inclusive government is incomplete. The cabinet they are holding is not a full cabinet. In fact, it's a cabinet caucus, because cabinet in Zimbabwe is made up of three political entities, and the absence of one of the political entities renders the cabinet incomplete. So if ZANU-PF and President Robert Mugabe have the people at heart, if they have this country at heart, they have the national interest, and if they would want to see transformation in this country, they will tackle these matters urgently. And we also hope that the leadership of the Troika will realize that the inclusive government has done a lot over the past 8 months to transform the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, to try and deal with the dislocated economy. And I'm sure if they've realized that, or if they are realizing that, they will take these matters urgently, and we are going to have, as soon as it is possible, the Troika meeting, which is supposed to then facilitate the full implementation of the GPA. By the way, we are not asking for renegotiations. We are not asking for an opening of the negotiations at all. What we are saying is, let's implement what we agreed. Zimbabweans agreed on the 15th of September 2008 to implement fully the articles of the GPA, and that has not been done. In fact, just a cursory check of the items of the GPA, you would realize that out of the 34 key items of the GPA, only 4 have been fully implemented, 13 partially implemented, 17 not done at all. So we are saying the Troika it should take these matters seriously and urgently. And we are hopeful that the ministers who are in the country are going to do just that.
Gordon, there's also a controversy surrounding the UN special representative who is expected to be in the country today to investigate violence against opponents of ZANU-PF. What is going on about the situation currently?
Now, that's reflective of the challenges of the inclusive government, that we are not working as a team. We are not working in unison as a government. To us, the coming of the UN envoy to carry out an investigation, it's a sign that we are now in an open society as a country. It's a sign that we are shifting towards an open society. Now, to close out, to stop such kind of an investigation, takes us back to the period of where there was just a Mugabe administration and not an inclusive government. So we have got those are some of the problems that we are facing, and we need to deal with those issues. In any case, the Prime Minister of the Republic of Zimbabwe, according to Amendment Number 19, is responsible for government formulation, the formulation of government policy, as well as the implementation of government policies. And we think issues such as investigation of human rights abuses in the country or the progress that we have made are issues of government policy implementation. They are not beyond the Prime Minister's office. They are supposed to be authorized by the Prime Minister and not by the President. So these are some of the issues, and we think that the Troika needs to deal with the issue of executive authority in Zimbabwe. What does it mean to say executive authority in Zimbabwe resides in the present, in the President, in the Prime Minister, and in the Cabinet? At what point does the Prime Minister execute his executive authority, his executive powers? You see, those are some of the challenges that we are facing. But according to us, issues of people coming into the country, visiting and meeting people, those are mere government, policy implementations rather than anything else.
Manfred Nowak is in South Africa, and he said that he will be in Zimbabwe today, Thursday. Under such confusion, what is his fate?
The challenge that we are facing is that we are not working together as a government. And we need to resolve the issue of how to work together. We need to resolve the issue of the various mandates that various offices and various individuals in government should behave or should work. So we need to resolve those matters. So to us, it's an opportunity to expose that we are not working well together at the moment. We need to therefore mend our relationships. We need to normalize our relationships by adhering to the GPA. The GPA gives various mandates to various offices, to the President, to the Prime Minister, to the Cabinet. And if the Prime Minister says these people should come, the President cannot make unilateral decisions, or any other minister cannot make unilateral decisions. We need to have a meeting where the Prime Minister, the President, discuss these issues and come up with a solution. If we continue making unilateral decisions, we are then cracking the inclusive government further. The fault lines that are developing are going to widen, and we don't need that, because the people of Zimbabwe are looking upon us to take them further, to address their challenges, to make sure that Zimbabwe becomes part of the community of nations, just like in other country. So we need more people to come to Zimbabwe. We cannot be closing our gates. We cannot be guarding people. We cannot be stopping people. We need to open our doors and say, here we are. We are an inclusive government. We are ready to engage. We have nothing to hide.